football on Off the Ball.
Slot has taken a lot of criticism for a lot of issues which are actually out with his control, and he does have credit in the bank having won the title last season with what, just buying one player, Chiesa, who was rarely used, and, you know, winning the title. He is manager of the year.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Republic of Ireland 1, Poland 0 is the full-time score here at the Aviva Stadium in today's Women's World Cup qualifier. The result means Ireland have recorded back-to-back wins over this Poland side this week after a 3-2 win in Gdańsk the other night was followed up by a 1-0 win here in the Aviva this afternoon. Ireland scored the only goal of the game 41 minutes in. Kaya Kruse, who missed the game on Tuesday night with illness, created space for herself inside the Polish box. She fired an effort low towards goal, and Szemek in the Polish goal can only palm the ball away, where Marisa Shiva was on hand to smash in the rebound for her fifth goal in the green shirt. The only negative for Ireland will be yellow cards for Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy, which means they will miss the next match versus the Netherlands in June. The result means Ireland have gone to 6 points, 5 clear of Poland, level with France, and 1 behind the Netherlands with 2 games to play in the race for the World Cup in Brazil in 2027. Full time here at the Aviva Stadium in this Women's World Cup qualifier. It's finished Republic of Ireland 1, Poland 0.
Carla, back-to-back wins, a 1-0 win, and you must be absolutely delighted after that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. And I said it the other night, these players deserve an awful lot of credit, and I hope that people are shouting about this group tonight because they deserve it. You know, they consistently want to be better. They work hard. They're a joy to work with, by the way. They are literally an absolute dream to work with. And I'm just delighted with that win today.
Marisa Shiva just walked by us. Back-to-back goals and two very different goals between the two nights. But maybe it's both sides of her game coming to fruition a little bit more.
Yeah, we've talked to Maz a lot about holding her space and finding the right times to enter into certain spaces. And she actually pulled me the other day and she said, I wish I'd known that, you know, before last year. And she said it's just added a little bit to her game. And I think it's added a lot to her game, you know, because she's a tremendous footballer. So, yeah, we're delighted for her. And she's got another goal tonight. So she'll be happy.
We spoke with Denise O'Sullivan the other day, and I mean, the performance there probably levels up yet again. I mean, are you nearly running out of words to describe her performances as they go on?
She's different level, you know. I said to her, she was that good the other night. I thought she was even better tonight. And Denise O'Sullivan will make any team in the world better, right? That's my opinion. I just think she's so valuable. But look, the girls on a whole, the group was sensational. Different type of performance, and they got the job done.
The only negative probably is then Denise and Emily aren't available for that game in Parky Cueve. How different of a challenge is that going to make for you?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've got a good squad though, you know, a healthy squad, and we'll make sure that, you know, whoever steps in will know their role, and they'll give it everything. You know, these players love playing for their shirt. So big loss, but, you know, we've got players that are very, very capable of stepping in.
Obviously, the first two games were quite disappointing, and a couple of goals coming in the last 10 minutes. Obviously, the goal goes in about 77, 78 minutes on Tuesday night, but tonight you hold on under a bit of pressure towards the end. Is that maybe showing, I know you spoke with the group, layering up, maybe it's not a process of layering up, but showing that you can hold on to win games towards the end now?
That is a process. It's having a look at when we concede, having a look at how we be better in those moments, what interventions we might need, what you know, how we adapt, and they did that brilliantly tonight.
And then 6 points, 5 points clear of Poland. Is now when you look up towards France and the Netherlands and you really want to take them on. I know Marissa said third in the group was the objective, but is there a chance maybe to push up higher now?
Yeah, of course. Look, I always want to, we want to get something from everyone, right? We've got two games left and we've got to get points from both.
Thanks, Carla.
Cheers.
Denise, player of the match, back-to-back wins versus Poland. It's probably as good as that camp really could have gone.
Yeah, absolutely huge. Really proud of the girls. Two big performances coming into this camp. The goal was 6 points, and you know, we set out to do that, and we succeeded. So I'm very happy and very proud of the girls.
It's obviously a big midfield battle, and you're trying to stop Pure up top. You've Kamchuk in the midfield, and you came out on top on Tuesday night in Gdańsk, and now again tonight. How did you win that battle?
I think a mentality. I think togetherness. That's what this team is about. We stick together through everything. I think Poland threw some different things at us tonight, and we knew that before the game that they were going to change something because we got so much joy in Poland. I think they were a little bit more aggressive with our fullbacks, and they pretty much put their wingers in midfield to mark me. So probably less of the ball in the first half, and then second half I found joy again. But yeah, I'll always take it back to the team. It's a massive 3 points.
How do you go about doing that when they kind of switch their tactics and I suppose their game plan to try and mark you? How do you figure that out in the middle of the game?
Yeah, I think you just have to identify it early. And as soon as the whistle went, it took us 5 minutes to figure out what they'd done. And I think that's part of being in the top level. You have to be able to figure that out. And of course, the staff figured that out on the sidelines as well. So we knew they would change something. So we prepared all week after the last few days for what they could throw at us. And I think the girls really performed to that.
Marissa Shiva is just over your shoulder there. Yourself, her and Megan Connolly have made a pretty good pair in these last couple of games in midfield. How are you finding that?
Yeah, great. Love playing with both of them. I think Megan has been absolutely phenomenal in these two games. I think she's really put on two good performances. She's really stable in there. She cleans up a lot of the mess, you know, when I make a mistake in front of her or someone else. And obviously Maz on the score sheet twice. She's really coming to herself. She's a ball of energy. She absolutely gives everything for her country. And yeah, it's coming together nicely.
Talk us through the moment where you have the chance to hit the bar, the flick over the midfielder twice and everyone thinks it's going to drop into the back of the net. What went on there?
Yeah, don't know. I think I just found some confidence in the box. I done it once and then I seen her come at me quick again, so I done it a second time. And it was a tough angle, so I thought if I just hit it hard it would go in. Unfortunately it hit the crossbar, but look, it's all good. We got the 3 points and that's the most important thing.
I know there's so much positive things coming out of this camp, but the one negative, I suppose, is the yellow card for the next game against the Netherlands in Cork. How disappointing is that for you to not be able to play at Parky Cueve again?
Yeah, of course. It's very disappointing. I want to play every single game for my country, but I think the most important thing is that we got 6 points in these two games, and I'll be there supporting the girls in Cork with my family. So it'll be still nice to be there, and I know I can trust all of them. They'll go out and do a job.
Thanks, Denise. Well done. A couple of brilliant performances.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Kira, big win here against Poland and back-to-back wins. You must be absolutely delighted with the result there, first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, especially after the performance on Tuesday and knowing that how much we've earned that, and then performance today in the Aviva. Like, you want to make sure when you're at home, you're getting all the points you can.
How did it feel for you to come back into the team? Obviously, you missed the other night through illness, and then you're coming back in. Obviously, Abby Larkin has a brilliant performance on Tuesday as well. Were you a bit worried maybe she might have kept her place in the team?
I mean, it's always, I think, the biggest thing for me is, like, I like the competitive environment. And, like, when you're watching the game on Tuesday, couldn't have been happier for us as a performance, for Abby, for Em, for everybody that's, you know, that is able, like, the whole team putting out there and getting what we can out of on Tuesday. But yeah, I mean, I think if anything, it kind of lights a fire under you. You're like, give me my boots. Like, I'm fine. Let's get out there, you know? But I think the biggest thing is knowing that, like, and Abby and Em, myself, in any position with the mix of us, like, we performances can come out, confidence is there. The information from our staff is so clear and it's so on point, and like it gives us the confidence to be able to put the performances we do out there. And what a position for us to be in, to be able to have such a phenomenal mix and depth to be able to, you know, pull out major results and major performances. And even going into this next camp, you're going to see that depth is something we're really, really going to need.
Talk to us about the goal then, because obviously you're not on the end of it, you're creating it this time. Talk us through what's kind of going to your head when you get in that position in the box.
Yeah. So I think in the build-up, when it came off originally and I got it off to Murph, again, you're thinking, okay, I'm in the middle of the field, get in the box. You're a striker, get in the box. And the play builds, it's great for us to keep the ball. And for Aoife to find me on the slip off the center backs, I mean, it was something we discussed about what we want to exploit. And then, you know, you're a striker, you've got that ball slip through you, and it's like every day of training you're like low and hard across the box. And what I loved was the instinct from Marissa to just make sure she made that final note to make sure that ball went in the back of the net, because again, like a striker, you're waiting for the keeper to give it to you. And to see her make that slide on the back post, I just was like done and dusted.
Talk us about your strike partner today, Emily Murphy. She's really came into her own across this campaign with her performances.
Yeah, massive. I mean, to be able to put the performances in a row that she has is everything. And it's so impressive. And it's also, for me, it's I love to see that, because, again, what a player you wouldn't even know how old she was with the ability she's playing at the international level. And that's what we need. We need that consistency. We need that growth. We need that depth. And even in Abby Larkin, like, God, I love to play with Abby and love to see the kind of ability that she can bring into any game. And like, it's just like contagious. It's just a spark immediately. And you want to see that out of our depth. We want to see that. We're going to need that.
Looking ahead now to the next two games, you've gone 5 points clear of Poland, level with France, 1 point off the Netherlands. Obviously, you're going to miss two big losses in Denise and Emily for that game in Parc Equive. But how are you approaching those two games now with maybe a different perspective, that you're those couple of points clear of Poland, you can really attack the other two teams in the group?
Yeah, I mean, going into this next window, we are just as competitive as we were in this window as we were in the last. We know we're playing them on the back end, having played both the Dutch and France before. I think that, we feel very competitive in this next campaign, and there is a lot for us to gain out of it, and that's how the perspective. We're not coming at it from what are we trying to protect? It's what, you know, what more can we get out of the second leg of, you know, this aggregate kind of idea. So I'm excited. It's going to be great. And especially playing at Cork. I mean, come on, we love to play there.
Thanks, Kira. Well played today.
Thank you. Thank you.
So back-to-back wins, back-to-back goals. First of all, just off the back of that win, you must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, we're so excited. I think the goal coming into this camp was as many points as possible. And I mean, six is just a dream. So yeah, we're very excited.
Talk through the goal there today. Slightly different from the one the other night. Maybe the one is a bit more eye-catching, but most importantly, to get the win here again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Kira with the ball on the end line, and I knew that it was going to come across the six-yard box, and I just had to get across my player by any means necessary. So just trying to get my toe on it.
Your fifth goal now for Ireland, and something that you've obviously been adding to your game. How do you think maybe your role in that midfield kind of changes bursting forward like that?
Yeah, I think because we have a bit more belief on the ball and we have some more confidence on the ball, we are comfortable not just sitting in a defensive block, and you know, I have the freedom to get forward and get into the box, and we want our midfielders, you know, getting in, scoring goals. So yeah,
job's probably made a little bit easier when you've got Denise and Brendan Connolly beside you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just they're amazing to play with. Both had incredible games today. Very easy. And I think once one of us bursts forward, you know that there's cover behind you. So yeah,
we've heard a lot of talk this week about how Aviva maybe feels more like home to the team after playing there a couple of times, but does it ever get old, that feeling of walking out in such a big stadium like this?
No, it's the same feeling every time. It's when you run onto the pitch starting 11 and you can hear the roar of the crowd. I mean, it hits somewhere deep in here every single time. So yeah, but it is starting to feel like home.
6 points now, as you said, and you look ahead to the final two games. You're 5 points clear of Poland at the bottom. Are you now maybe looking up towards France and Netherlands and thinking, how can you challenge them?
Yeah, I mean, our goal at minimum was third place in the group, and I think that was absolute minimum. So we'll be going into the June camp thinking, how many points can we get from this?
Thanks, Marissa. Well done, Sai.
Thanks so much.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.